With a look at your latest news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Five defendants have pleaded not guilty to a 10-count indictment alleging fraud, breach of trust, and money laundering against the Cayman Islands government. The Crown alleges that in 2022, Maxwell Reno Linwood and Omar Anthony Samuels submitted false invoices worth $133,430. Both deny the charges of fraud. Mr. Maxwell, then a finance manager at the Department of Environmental Health, is separately accused of abusing his position by creating false payments documents to benefit Mr. Samuels. He also denies the breach of trust charges. The men are further accused of conspiring to launder the $133,430, knowing or suspecting it was criminal property. In another count, Mr. Maxwell and Douglas Anthony Smith allegedly created fraudulent purchase orders to pay co-defendant Sean Michael Scott for car wash services totaling $59,300. They've pleaded not guilty. Mr. Maxwell also faces additional breach of trust charges linked to his role at the Department of Environmental Health. Mr. Linwood and Mr. Scott are accused of fraudulently creating purchase orders worth $47,000 for mobile car wash services. They deny the charges. Mr. Linwood, Mr. Smith, and Mr. Scott are also alleged to have arranged to obtain $106,000 between May and April 2022, suspected to be criminal property. Mr. Linwood faces another allegation of transferring $57,609 to Nicaragua, said to be criminal property, while co-defendant Anastasia Hutchinson is charged with acquiring those funds, knowing their origin. All five defendants remain on bail and are scheduled to stand trial in March next year. Health and agriculture officials say Cayman is in a strong position as it manages bird flu on Grand Cayman. As of our deadline, the H5N1 virus remains confined to one farm, and thanks to fast on-island testing and coordinated response, government is now shifting from emergency action to long-term prevention. Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
When bird flu was first detected at a West Bay farm on November 28th, response teams moved quickly to cull the affected birds and clean the site. What makes Cayman stand out is how fast those decisions could be made, because we have our own testing facility.
Our lab is turning these samples around so quickly that we actually have real-time knowledge of where we are with this outbreak, and so it just shows how fortunate we are.
On Radio Cayman's For the Record, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says hundreds of animal samples from across all three islands have been tested, and so far only the single farm has seen positives. Department of Agriculture Director Wilbur Welcome.
We've done multiple tests of different birds, different mammals in different locations, and they've all come back negative thus far. So this morning results came back on at least six other samples that, again, were negative, ranging from goats in East End to chickens in Georgetown. And so the testing continues.
That surveillance now extends to the backyard and the bush. Authorities say Cayman's feral chickens, already a nuisance in many communities, are now a real concern because they can spread infection picked up from migratory birds. The message to the public, keep away from them for now.
If you see multiple deaths, so if you have chickens in your yard and you see four or five of them dead in your backyard, please do not touch them. Please do not approach them. Please contact the DOA. We will organize collection and sampling and proper disposal of them.
The Department of Agriculture is holding Zoom briefings for farmers and ramping up visits to improve biosecurity. That's things like footbaths at coops or covered water, limiting the movement of birds between farms. And behind the scenes, the possibility of new measures to control feral chicken numbers, which officials say is key to preventing future outbreaks. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Government also says that there are fake AI-generated videos on social media right now falsely depicting Cayman Islands Regiment personnel at sanitation facilities engaged in violent confrontations. The public is urged not to share or amplify the fake content. If you have questions or concerns about the avian flu sanitation operation, you can contact the Cayman Islands Regiment at 926-6367. Caymanian unemployment fell to 4.6% last year, tied for the second lowest unemployment rate for locals in the last 9 years. Radio Cayman's Kersley Fuller has more labor force info from the recently released 2024 Compendium of Statistics.
According to the Economics and Statistics Office report, the 2024 labor force sat at just under 61,000 people, with an 80% participation rate relative to working age population. That's people over the age of 15. The overall unemployment rate for the country was 2.4% in 2024, down from 3.3% the year before, and the second lowest rate behind 2.1% in 2022, recorded since 2016. Breaking that down by status, of the nearly 61,000 people in the labor force, about 37% are Caymanian, 63% expat workers. The Caymanian unemployment rate is 4.6%. That's down from 5% in 2023 and tied for the second lowest unemployment rate behind 3.6% again in 2022, recorded in the past 9 years. The most employed age group is the 35 to 44s, followed by the 25 to 34s. Although at the same time, those 25 to 34s have the second highest unemployment rate at 3.2%, behind the 15 to 24-year-olds with 13.5% unemployment. According to the report, 51.6% of employees are men. The top jobs, professionals, technicians, and associate professionals, service and sales, and rounding out third is elementary occupations. The top two jobs for Caymanians are professionals, technicians, and associate professionals, and sales officials and managers. I'm Kersley Fuller.
You can find the full compendium statistics online at eso.ky. Cayman turned yellow for the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles spoke with a member of the National Council for Persons with Disabilities.
Bright yellow shirts on the Government Administration Building steps this week helped mark the United Nations theme, Fostering Disability-Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress. Sunrise Adult Training Center Director and Disability Council member Kimberly Voden says she was impressed by the turnout.
I definitely think that it was a record number of participants, and it was great to see representatives from Lighthouse School, from the Sunrise Adult Training Center, from the National Council for People with Disabilities, from our cabinet, from Portfolio Civil Service. I saw people there from the Ministry of Education as well as Ministry of Social Development, and a number of others that I know are just allies and friends.
Voden says that growing support has helped restart work on strengthening Cayman's disability law and related protections.
I think in the last year, we've made some significant strides in re-engaging with the legislative and policy side of things through the support of the Ministry of Social Development. I know that a lot of great work has begun in expanding and strengthening the Solomon Webster Disability Bill.
She also points to public campaigns, including a blue spot push on accessible parking as part of raising awareness.
I've also had some great exposure and great conversation started with some public awareness campaigns that covered a lot of disability awareness, for example, and also just the importance of the accessible parking spaces and the importance of honoring those spaces and leaving them for people that truly need them.
On the steps this week, Voden says she saw how broad that support has become, and she's hoping for more progress ahead.
It was wonderful to see everyone, wonderful to wear our yellow, to shine brightly today, and just to bring awareness and attention and celebration of this very important day.
Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Finally, it's your last chance to see the encore shows of Agnes of God, directed by Dr. Henry Mutu.
The first time I came in contact with the production was when I arrived in Jamaica to join the School of Drama. This was January 1980. The play had been done just before that, and I hadn't seen the play. I only saw a photograph of the play. And then when the foundation and I discussed this residency, I had several other plays I really wanted to do. And then because of the studio, it was a much smaller, intimate space, I could have chosen another one, but I thought this play has, it addresses themes. It examines, perhaps addresses more than examines in depth, but it addresses themes of abuse, of neglect, of belief, of science against sort of religious beliefs, whatever it is, how logical thought then against thought that is based specifically in one faith. The play talks about those things, right? The stories about that, or partly addresses those concerns. And I thought that in any society, one needs to address these concerns.
Audio there, courtesy of the Cayman National Cultural Foundation. The show has two final shows at the Harkwell Studio Theatre. That's the smaller theatre on the side, tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 6. The show is for mature audiences only. Snag your seat today at ticketplus.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great weekend.